They couldn't space this out so we could have 2 days on the advent calendar?
Well, they quickly rolled with the DA news after all the commercial shit.
Yeah, they're doing anything they can to cover.
Look over here.
In the back of my mind, I was like, you know they're going to do this announcement today to get the PR spotlight off of Kamara. So, thank you, Kamara. All right, let's get this going. What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff, and I am a zero today on the drunk scale, although I just spent, the last 4 or 5 days at a 10.4 or higher because I was on a cruise, and I spent some time in Mexico, but I'm back, and what do I come back to? A very special instant reaction show. We told you you only get those on during the regular season, but I guess today warrants an instant reaction because there's not one but two things to react instantly to. That is the news about Alvin Kamara and his escapades over the weekend. Sounds like he got a little higher number than I did, apparently. And then also the Saints just made... did they make a formal announcement, or did Adam Schefter kind of slow leak the news and they haven't actually made the announcement yet?
Schefter broke it.
Yeah, it's not a formal announcement.
But everybody's confirming that it is actual.
Okay, so we're going to talk about those two things. We're going to react instantly to those, and then later this week we'll publish our Super Bowl preview show. But first, let's keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
No number. I was in the middle of the workout when we decided to record, so nothing today. You sound like you're in quarantine. Are you in quarantine?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, because I got off the cruise ship. No, my COVID symptoms, probably by my calculations, I should start to show COVID symptoms by Wednesday.
Okay.
I was thinking by the 19th.
What's the 19th? Is there a special thing about that? Is that this? No, that's not the Super Bowl.
It'll come to
Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're all getting COVID. All right. Anyway, Scott, that's your voice we hear. What's your number?
I am a zero as well. Busy trying to take care of kids when the news broke. So.
All right. And then Wesley, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I do not have a drunk scale number. I'm busy packing today. I'm also taking a trip. You guys know that? Have we talked about it?
No, you haven't mentioned it.
Hawaii, which you and Jason beat me to it. I haven't been yet, so from y'all's stories, I expect an amazing time.
Can you stop off in Vegas and help Kamara out?
Just don't go to Caesars.
That's the worst of it. You'd have thought they'd have covered it up. All right, so let's get into the Kamara news. Let's do bad news first, good news second. So let's talk about what happened this morning where the news about Kamara broke. And it wasn't really, it didn't take long for all the details to be shared, right? So was it Nick Underhill that actually got the transcript or the actual police report where you could read what the cops are acting on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got it first and then everybody else kind of started acting like they got it too.
As is tradition.
And of course,
it kind of slowly came out a page at a time where there was here's how he was arrested. And then, we watched this video and here's what the surveillance showed when the cops watched the video. And then the third page came out of here's what Alvin Kamara said.
They released it.
We kind of, as they came out, we were like, okay, maybe it's not that bad. Let's get more information. And then it basically just kept confirming each other that it was not a good situation.
Well, I think that was almost my favorite part of the day was watching all of these Twitter, we'll say journalists, and talking about like, oh, well, we need more proof. Like, there's no way this happened, blah, blah, blah. And like, literally the proof is there. They just haven't read far enough in their timeline or something.
Sounds like somebody I know.
I mean, it's just crazy why somebody would do that.
Right? Why would you not read the whole thing before forming an opinion?
Right.
Yeah, if you're going to do something stupid, don't do it in a casino where there's freaking cameras everywhere. Like, just, I mean.
But what do you believe happened? Like, we all know what happened, like, actually. Like, he clearly, if the video, what we see, is, if the video's all that's right, then Kamara punched this dude to the point where the dude had to go to the hospital.
Well,
but he's contributed. He chased the guy down. Whatever. What do you think was said? And so, for how long?
So they were standing by the elevator. The guy walked up. It was Alvin and Simon and Theodore and some chick. And they were about to get on the elevator. And apparently the guy said something to the woman or started talking to the woman. I'm guessing maybe he...
Not Kamara's girlfriend, right?
I don't know. They don't specify. I know Kamara's girlfriend was there, but they don't specify what woman he was talking to. The elevator door opened. They went to get in. Alvin put his hand on the guy's chest, like to stop him from getting in the elevator with them. The guy slapped his hand away, and that's when all shit broke loose. I don't know why Kamara wanted to stop him from getting on the elevator. From Kamara's statement, I think he said something to the girl to disrespect her or something like that, or disrespect somebody in his group. Maybe he just didn't want to get on because he was scared about COVID. Who knows? Yeah. But,
The one thing Alvin Kamara is not scared of, it's COVID.
Yeah, he's already
it
had
sounds
it.
Like, I mean, what we get from it is that, like, Kamara himself punched the guy multiple times, and the guy was knocked unconscious, and then Kamara punched him three more times in the face while the group with Kamara started kicking the guy. We've got a broken orbital bone. And basically, the police said when they talked to Kamara pointed him to yes, that's me in the video, which again, none of this makes any sense without a lawyer for somebody that's a millionaire. And yes, that's Simon right there. And yes, there's Theodore. Like he's saying, yes, those are them. He identifies the people. And apparently this happened like in the locker room at the Pro Bowl. Like the police met him there after the game.
And yeah, it's amazing they let him play in the game. I mean, how baller is it to be partying at up to 6:30
in the morning?
Yeah, and then go play in the Pro Bowl. Like,
and Kamara's tells y'all you need to know about the Pro Bowl.
Kamara's story.
But I thought the incident
guy,
happened 6:30 at Saturday morning, and the Pro Bowl was Sunday, so he had a full day.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I thought it was maybe.
Kamara's story was that the guy told somebody like, "Oh, I'll fight you, and I'll fight you too." And his story was that his friend punched the guy, and then the guy went to run away. So when Alvin saw the guy was running away, he presumed that the guy must have been doing something wrong. So he attacked him too.
That's why he took, right.
And, like, this sounds a whole lot like a big famous court case that we just had about where somebody was like, oh, I saw somebody running through my neighborhood, so I killed them. And that story didn't work out too well. That story didn't work out too well for the people who were, I mean, he just said like he ran away, so I assume he did something wrong. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. That's a rough comparison, but the video evidence didn't show what Kamara recollected, I guess, is what
you mean. The video didn't show what Kamara was thinking.
Yeah, or what he thought happened. Because I mean, the guy wasn't running away. He backed. You know, the guy wasn't running anywhere.
So,
he was getting his ass kicked.
Here's the part of the story. Right? I think there's still some blanks. Like, at the end of the day, he did what he did, and he's gonna either, you know, he's got the civil case, and then he's gonna have the criminal case, right? And he's going to settle with this guy, and the guy's going to make a shit ton of money. And then who knows what's going to happen with the criminal case. Hopefully his deal with Laborde and Earls is going to get him some good counsel. But what I want to know the full story, not because I think it's going to help me, and who am I, who gives a shit what I think, like pass judgment. I'm not trying to pass judgment. I'm just curious. Like, this is tabloid level interest, right? Like, I want to know, I would love to see the casino security camera footage throughout the casino as like throughout the night. Cause I'm sorry, like just what is being reported as what's on the video isn't enough. For somebody who we know, like the Kamara that we all feel like we know, from the exposure that we've had as fans, it just seems out of character to just put your hand on somebody's chest. He swats it away, and then that is what leads to the total beatdown. Like, there's got to be something else that was going on for the past, you know, for like an hour before or 20 minutes before.
You want to watch it presented like the first 48, you know, yeah. to see the entire timeline.
Well, yeah, Jeff, there has been things.
I think Jeff's missed. I think you're missing the bigger picture, the punchline. You know, you talk about the civil case and the criminal case. Yeah, the criminal case and the civil case, which, you know, will be settled. He'll probably plead down or whatever, but he's going to get suspended, and it's probably going to be like 4 to 6 games. And you got a new coach coming in. Well, not really new, but
if he gets charged with a felony,
it doesn't matter what he gets charged with.
It doesn't matter. I mean, Goodell's going to
suspend him no matter what. They're going to suspend him. If you battery, domestic violence, DUIs, anything like that, you're getting suspended no matter what. They don't care what the circumstances are.
Why are they not taking the same approach with themselves with the accusations that Flores made last week?
Well, because
it's going after them. They're going to defend themselves, Jeff. It's not the way life works.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Yeah.
It's all about punishing the players. You can't punish an owner. You can't.
Right.
Well, and let's be clear, like, where we don't have the running backs to make it with Kamara out. I mean, Mark Ingram's a retread. We don't even know how much they did. His contract is very cheap next year. I'm not sure if they even plan on keeping him, but he can't be your starting running back for 4 to 6 games and just be the one guy. And I think we saw this last year. Tony Jones Jr. was not ready.
Yeah, we got to get somebody. We're going to have to either get somebody in free agency or draft somebody to come in and fill that role while Kamara's out, or, you know, just in general, because, you know, he was out a few games this year too.
Yeah.
You know, injury and COVID and stuff. You got to have somebody there.
Yeah. If he misses 5 games or whatever for suspension, then he missed 4 or 5 games this year.
And we were pretty bad without him.
We were bad. Yeah.
We were with Trevor Siemian as our quarterback.
But you know, this is coming. So you need to prepare now.
Right.
Like,
so we're definitely going to draft 5 defensive linemen in the draft.
Well, at least now our head coach will have some level of accountability held over him. See, now the one good thing, Jason, is the no accountability reign is over.
Well, it'll just all go to Loomis now. Yeah, it'll just all go to Loomis. Yeah. This whole Kamara thing, it's like, I always get surprised, and I guess I shouldn't. I mean, athletes aren't the smartest people, but like, how the fuck do you allow yourself to do this with everything that's on the line?
I'm
just always amazed when guys do stupid, just completely, completely stupid fucking shit like this.
I get that they're humans and they deserve and they have every right to go out and party.
They also have to deal, because they're famous, they have to deal with more people coming up to them, bother them, annoying. Like, yeah. I get how that can be annoying, but it's like,
Know that this guy knew who Kamara was.
But I'm like, that's why you have your boys with you. Let them throw the punch. You don't get involved. Just don't get involved.
Well, my thing more than that is, I was going where you deserve to go out, go party, whatever. Dude, this happened at 6:30 in the morning, which, you know, they weren't waking up and going to brunch. Okay, this was coming in from partying all night. Like, this is 100% like alcohol, probably drug involved. You know what I mean? Like, this is, you don't make rational decisions after partying and coming in at 6:30 in the morning.
So nothing good ever happens at 6:30 in the morning.
Right. It's kind of like, and that goes back to, I guess, the thing about where we're all like, well, this doesn't seem like Kamara. Like, this isn't in character. No, it's not.
Like we know him. Like,
that's my boy.
He was fucked up.
I keep seeing people say that. And I was like, why would you even think that? Like, I mean, I'm not sure what everybody thinks. They know Kamara and like, he's so chill and he's so cool. Like, you have no idea what we're talking, like, who that guy is.
We really don't.
You know the press conference version of him, and that's all you know.
We don't know the beating up people by an elevator version.
Right. Well, it's just like, what's the old thing they said about Tom Brady, where it was like when him and Breeze hung out after Breeze's last game and for a hour or so after, and then they said, oh, he was all nice, and then he walked in a locker room, the first thing he yelled was like, I'll put that motherfucker out or whatever. You know, like, yeah, behind closed doors, and what you put it out in front are two different things. And I mean, you have to have a certain edge and in order to be a successful football player. So I mean, if somebody wanted to provoke an NFL player into hitting them, it's probably not as hard as you think, because there's an instinct there. I don't know. It's
You say that,
but that doesn't, they are targets to where when they're in public, people would try that. And this doesn't happen that often. Like, it might happen in some houses. Like, we've seen how high the domestic abuse stuff is, yeah, and the rates are in the NFL, but they're not beating up people in clubs all the time, and they are out partying. So, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Jeff. It seems like it, but there's not that many instances of this happening. This is a pretty rare thing.
Probably because when they go party, they take precautions and do like private, you know, put yourself on. Yeah. I remember one New Year's Eve, we all went out in New Orleans or somewhere, and it's back in like the 2010, 2011 or something. And Colston and his friends were, you know, buddies were out. And like, you could look, but that's about it. Like, you know what I mean? They were protected behind velvet ropes and bouncers and shit. And like, you could wave to them, but you couldn't interact with them. You know what I mean? So like, kind of make you wonder, like Kamara likes to go out. Cause didn't that how he got COVID? He went out after a Saints game.
Went out when he wasn't supposed to. Yeah.
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 If only the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii.
That's what I was saying.
If only.
Yep. Anyway. All right. Let's get on to the good news. Good news depend on who you ask, I guess. So the Saints allegedly spent 8 hours interviewing Eric Bieniemy, only to then tell Dennis Allen that he's their guy. And Bieniemy, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Everybody else that they interviewed, I mean, to me, honestly, I felt like they could have announced any one of those guys that they interviewed, and I could be like, okay, I'm behind this. I like this decision. I'm good. Like, I don't think there was a bad decision here. But I guess they decided to go with the continuity.
Yeah, at least in terms of the one, you know, the strongest aspect of the team, which now is the defense. If you get in a new coach, I mean, Allen's probably not staying. So do you have to, you know, is he going to bring in his own guys? So you're totally changing the one thing that you know works. So that's, you know, it seemed like Allen was just the safe play to not rock the boat, to try to keep it going. I mean, it seems like a safe pick, but there's still a lot of questions. You know, there's still a lot of questions. I would kind of prefer to just rebuild the offense from scratch, find a new OC and just start over on offense.
Yeah.
And keep the defense.
I agree with that. Maybe promote Nielsen or somebody from within to be defensive coordinator. And I would get someone else to be an offensive coordinator. I mean, the hire of Dennis Allen.
What's wrong with Carmichael?
He's just
yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Come on, Jeff. I know Kamara and I know Carmichael. Look,
I mean, the Dennis Allen seemed like the safe choice, I guess you would say, like to keep whatever you had going. Carmichael didn't even want to interview for the position of head coach. Like, he has no, like, he's fine being middle management, right? Like,
he's going to wait until Sean gets another job and he's going to go be his OC.
Oh.
Now, I was reading that Bieniemy's contract is expiring with the Chiefs. So, I mean, you could go back to Kansas City.
You think that 8 hours was actually, look, we're going to hire a DA and we want you to come in and be the OC.
Never know.
Also, Jeff, the 8 hours thing is, I've heard, is being overplayed because all of the other interviews were at least 6 hours long. So that is the 8 hour thing is Bieniemy's agent putting that out there to try and put out his name. Them talking for 8 hours wasn't a weird thing. The Saints talk to everybody between 6 and 7 hours. The fact that they just talked to him a little bit longer isn't a big deal.
They had one of those classic New Orleans 3 hour lunches.
And I heard
they were hungover to start the interview, but they were drunk to the end of the interview.
you know, Pete Carmichael in the past did put in for some offensive coordinator and head coach jobs. I believe what the sentiment was of this thing is that he just wasn't going to waste his or the team's time with a 6 to 8 hour interview when he knew that there were internal candidates like Rizzi and Allen that were better qualified and would get the job over him. So he just wasn't going to screw around with the team and up, you know, and everybody's. But that's, I mean, Carmichael's been here for the entire time that Peyton has been. He's done a great job for us. There's two things that we do well that Dennis Allen, you know, keeps going. One, our defense is great, and the culture of the team has generally been pretty great. Besides a couple of incidents a year, it seems like. So at least he's able to keep both of those going. I don't know that I can. I think that Carmichael gets another year. We got to figure out a quarterback. I mean, the offense is going to be very different no matter what. But just because Carmichael has been doing Peyton's offense the last 15 years doesn't mean he can't do a Pete Carmichael offense. I think we at least give him a year to see what he does before we can pass judgment.
Well, wait. You just said that he's been running Peyton's offense and he can do it. And then you said you want him to change it and run his own offense.
We have different players. Yeah, Drew Brees isn't walking through the door. And
I understand that.
Drew Brees isn't walking through the door. Sean Payton gave up and tapped out on this team, proving he did not want to rebuild the offense and do all this. Pete Carmichael is staying here. He does. I mean, it's great that Sean Payton was, you know, an amazing coach, but he quit on us when it came to needing to rebuild the team again. Pete Carmichael is deciding to stay here, so I'm sure he has some different ideas. He knows that, again, Drew Brees isn't walking through the door.
Does Carmichael have it in him to want to rebuild? That's kind of why I'd rather bring in somebody from scratch who could start from, you know.
See, what I like about the Carmichael thing is your language. A lot of the offense can stay the same. The language say he can make some subtle changes because it's his personality than Sean Payton's. But you're not asking the entire offense, all the guys who are coming back, to learn a completely new offense. And I think you get a little
bit
of a...
We're going to have 230 slants next year.
I mean, if the plan is to bring Jameis back, I could see it, but we don't know who the quarterback
changes. Everything changes, and now everybody's having to relearn a completely new offense. Where doing the way that they're doing, if you keep Carmichael,
our offense, we're gonna not have Kamara for 5 or 6 games anyway.
Yeah, we're gonna have new players coming in anyway, but more than likely.
Yeah, our offense, I think, is gonna be bad next year.
It's got to get revamped. I mean, the one game that he called, we scored 9 points. Now, I know we were without a lot of people.
Dennis Allen, man. He's fucked with the Raiders. Now he's going to get fucked with the Saints.
I mean, he's got a good defense at least, but that's why I think just totally rebuild. It may take 2 or 3 years to do it just because there's so many issues. Like, we don't have a quarterback. You're going to be without Kamara. Thomas coming back. You hope you're still shot, you know, a little light on the receiver position.
There's a lot of questions.
Offensive line. Yeah, a ton of questions.
It's been way too many years of Sean Payton and Drew Brees getting credit for Carmichael's hard work. Neither one of them was that successful before they came here and got with Pete Carmichael. So who knows who's really been the MVP of this team. We're going to find out.
That's the secret.
Yeah, I don't know if you're joking or not, Wes, but I mean, I think there's
– I mean, but – I brought it up a couple things
to be said about
year,
like Carmichael having been here since 06. You've got to learn something. I mean, you know what I mean? Like he and
I know, but that's a long time. I think if we're making a head coaching change, bring in some fresh meat,
right?
Fresh blood.
If you're gonna do it, now's the time.
Because otherwise, we're gonna be doing this again in 4 or 5 years.
I have a feeling we probably will be, no matter what.
A lot of that depends on too if we can find a quarterback.
Well, the enemy will still be available. So
that's true. Right? Or like you said, get him over here as OC, and then when Dennis Allen fails miserably, then you promote the enemy from within.
And I will say, nobody's talked about it, but it is kind of weird. We talked about Ryan Nielsen. He was, I get it. He was given a title and some pay to stay away from LSU last year, but he was named assistant head coach and was not mentioned for being possible head coach at all during any of this. I mean, again, his only experience in the NFL is being a defensive line coach. And so he's not ready for that. It's just weird that they did all of this and gave this title that just doesn't mean anything.
Maybe
accountability.
Like an apprenticeship, and it's going to be a few years and he's going to stick with that. And, you know, hey, all right, now I can be the defensive coordinator. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think he might be DC.
What The other thing I worry about with the, well, not worry, but like I'm interested to see what happens with the culture of this team. And because, like you said, this was Peyton's culture and Dennis Allen was a part of that. So you feel like there's going to be like, oh, we're just going to keep with the same culture. But that's not necessarily the case. Because remember when Peyton was suspended, his culture that he left behind, like it was like the cat's away, the mice will play, and everybody just got relaxed. Remember, he said he came back and he was upset because you would even see like equipment just sitting on the side instead of being put away the way the little small finer details. And it's those little things that when they start to slip, other things start to slip. I'm curious to see if Dennis Allen is going to be like Peyton was a hard-nosed control freak. I don't get that impression from Dennis Allen that he's going to be that type of a coach.
I mean, we don't know, but that is the risk of, you know, and I've mentioned it, trying to run Peyton's program without Peyton here. It seems
that's why it can't be Peyton's program. It's got to be Dennis Allen's program. That's the other thing. I'll tell you what, you are destined to fail if anybody comes in and says, we want you to be Sean Payton. You know, it's the same thing. Well, you can't ask Jameis Winston to be Drew Brees.
No, it's not to that, not to that extent.
But if I were Dennis Allen, actually, that would be one of the first things I came in the room and said, for anybody who thinks that this is just Sean Payton copycat or imitation or mimicking, no, this is my fucking team now. I'm the fucking head coach now. This is my way, and we might do some things the same, and we might do some things different, but it's my fucking way. The ghost, and that's what I'm worried about, just like the shadow of Drew Brees, the shadow of Sean Payton. It might be that whoever follows either of those two guys is destined to be viewed as a failure.
Hard to follow legend.
Yep. Well, I'll say, Jeff, so one thing that you said that I've heard is, I mean, kind of different than public perception. Sean Payton is definitely – as far as being organized and having people prepared with lists and the way they study and the way they practice, he is very controlling as far as that. He is not known for being controlling of his players or being having discipline in his locker room. And I'm not just meaning after the games with them partying. Like I've heard people say before this past couple years that Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara could do whatever they wanted and nobody in the organization would ever say a word to them about, hey, you shouldn't do that. That's not what a leader does. That's not the way you act, or that's not the way you talk. So he's a control freak as far as preparedness and studying and, you know, things like that's that in right. practice, but he's not as far as discipline.
Right. And I'm okay with that. And that's kind of what I was leaning with. Like the equipment on stuff was more about, yeah, that's the coaching staff or the equipment managers. But yeah, and then today's NFL, you have to be a player's coach. And I'm using air quotes for that. Or the team's going to turn on you. I mean, these players are making more than the coaches. They're all roughly the same age, you know, within 10 years of each other. They, you know, what was the old saying? Like in college, you call your coach, coach. In the NFL, you call your coach by their first name. It's a different dynamic. It's not like it used to be where the head coach had this level of respect that nowadays they in a lot of ways, a lot of these players see themselves like, you're no better than me. You're just managing the team.
So in some ways, yes, but you still also have to have command of the locker room.
I agree.
I mean, that was something that Sean was able to get, and hopefully Dennis can do the same thing.
Well, he earned that respect, right? And Brees probably helped with that.
Jeff, we do have a tweet from Big Easy Guy John.
All right. What's up?
Tweets from the Twitter thing?
Yeah. He says, I expect another 9-8, 10-7 season. No change to the offense looks imminent. And we will sure as hell ain't getting Russell Wilson or the like at QB. Should have hired a guy like Bieniemy to attract a big name quarterback. I like Allen a lot, but not the move.
Hey, Scott, will you send that tweet to James and Ben? Because I don't think they have Twitter.
I know they don't. Well, Ben's in Maldives, so I know they don't have Twitter there.
So don't get the Saints hype or the Saints fan hype on Bieniemy. Like, I don't know what the reason is, but there's a reason that he hasn't gotten a job. He's interviewed for a bunch of jobs without getting it. I'm not sure what the reason is. I can't even speculate. But I mean, he also is getting a whole lot of credit for the fact that he has the most talented offensive roster in all of football and maybe one ever. It's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of funny. I don't know why fans are getting so excited about him. Like he's not bringing Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce with him.
May 1935 also said, to be honest, you may have trouble retaining Jameis at this point. At least with Bieniemy, he probably would want to stick around. I don't know who May 1935 is, but thank you for the tweet.
Well, with Jameis, I mean, look, you've got some other teams now that are going to need quarterbacks. Pittsburgh needs quarterback. Tampa needs quarter. Well, I guess they have Trask, but you know,
Tampa needs quarterback.
See, but I don't know if I agree with May. I mean, now you have the consistency of Dennis Allen. I don't know. I'm sure like Jameis and Dennis Allen probably had barely three words between each other all season because, you know, offense, defense, but I don't know. I think Jameis is going to go where Jameis is going to get the most money. Just like every other player is going to go where they can get the most money. Okay. Let's just put it that way.
Well, in that sense, that's where having Sean helped because, you know, Sean could earn the respect of guys, you know, guys would want to play for him. Now it's up in the air. Who knows who it's going to be?
Yeah. I mean, but
you think Jameis is going to go, man, that Pete Carmichael, I got to play for him.
Right. And you know, there is this other thing where like the Saints identity for, you know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees' time for the last 16, 17 years is that we were an offensive juggernaut with God, I hope we could have a defense to complement that. Now our head coach is a defensive minded guy. The Saints identity can change to be where we are a defensive team and we just need a manager at quarterback.
I don't know. I think in today's NFL, I think you need more offense because these good offenses can still score on good defenses.
Well, then I don't
know. Unless it's the Buccaneers. This
decision? Right. Unless it's Tampa.
Yeah. Why did the Saints make this decision then?
To keep at least one half of their team or a third of their team.
There's also, I agree with you, Jason. Like, I think that was the thing to do. I said, there's also like that's the low hanging fruit. The truth is, maybe he was the best candidate, and he out interviewed all the rest of the guys. I mean, he was put in a terrible situation, and I mean, it's the job in
Oakland
for the Raiders. That's the one where Parcells told Peyton, "Do not go there. Do not take that job." I mean, and then there was nobody was going to do well with that.
And he's the only guy with head coaching experience, right?
I'm being the positive, I mean, hopefully positive, but maybe Dennis Allen's the best of the six candidates that we interviewed and I mean, all around is going to lead the team better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the end, we talked about this last week. Like, it's a different job. It's not just X's and O's. There's a lot more that goes into being the head coach, and having a couple of years experience counts for a lot. Whereas
especially those years, I think those bad years of experience
to know what not to do.
He feels like he was there for 5 years. He feels like he's got way more than 2 years of experience.
And you brought that. You said that, Wes, last week too about how you were talking about. I think you know, you learn more. And Peyton, you say that too, right? You learn more from your losses, or you learn more from a bad experience. That right, just because he wasn't successful in Oakland doesn't mean he's a bad head coach. In fact, the lessons that he learned, if I were interviewing, I would probably use a lot of that, right? Say, look, this is what I learned from my time in Oakland, where no other candidate can draw on head coach experience as part of the interview process. Yep. And he worked for Peyton, so you can be like, yeah, I'm gonna keep this system in place, you know, like you said. And if he's got that chemistry with Loomis and Gale.
He did coach a shutout against the Buccaneers this season.
Right.
And I mean, I think there's something, too.
You think that was his three-hour interview, Wesley, where he walked in and just played on the tape? Yeah.
Did he show the three field goals that we kicked to you in that game? Look at the big offensive explosion? James,
I don't need Kamara. I don't need anything. Because the other team's just not going to score points. That's my strategy.
I'm assuming during the interview they discussed whatever plan he has in place. And I'm sure, you know, that probably led to him getting the job. I just hope the plan is the right one, and I'm sure it'll come together at some point. We just don't know what it is yet. It's just the unknown of all these things, but I'm assuming he has to have a plan somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it seems like it's a safe hire, but I mean, if it doesn't work out, then in 3 or 4 years, it's a total reset, total rebuild.
Yeah. If you thought that last year was I can't wait to see what life is like post era, boy, next year is going to be even more unpredictable.
I think that with the base that we have, you go into building the rest of this roster, and I mean, obviously there's a lot to build on. Like, we need receivers and a quarterback, and now a pretty good backup running back. This division is incredibly winnable just with our defense alone. We just got to get something decent that can hold time of possession on offense and honestly get us into field goal range. And you'd be surprised how many games we can win with that. This division really changes things a lot. It's a weird
roll
division.
Out like a team like the 89 Saints, just defense and field goals.
just do it.
As I say, this probably feels more like, you know, 06 or even like the year we got Ditka as a head coach or something like that. It feels more like, or Hazlitt coming in, than any other. I don't know. It just feels, it's that complete unknown. So probably more like a Hazlitt coming in, because with Ditka there was excitement. Like, hey, it's Mike Ditka. Hey, we didn't know he was going to fuck everything up.
Yeah, right.
We didn't Super Bowl champion Mike Ditka.
Right. So more like a Hazlitt, where we're like, oh, what are we going to get with this guy? At least, you know.
Can't be worse than Ditka, right?
Right.
You know, we'd have just gotten Ditka a good running back. I bet he could have been successful here.
Yeah. All right. As with instant reaction show tradition, let's do a quick. Then, what is your headline for today's news? Anybody got a headline?
Not sleeping with the enemy.
Oh, there you go.
We'll get out of jail, Kamara. Yeah. I'll try it tomorrow, Kamara. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Calvin!
I'm still going to vote for Wesley's, but I'm going to go with somebody get Kamara and Allen Wrench to help break out of jail. All right. Well, with that, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United podcast. Network where you only have to subscribe to one feed to listen to multiple episodes, including the Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol podcast, and a couple other shows. I don't have my script in front of me. I know
the Tiger's Den
involved with that one.
That's the only other show.
No. I will have a plunge coming out soon. I was interested to do it, but Ben's off in a bungalow in an island for a week.
Premier League podcast.
Trade deadline.
Yeah, and so later this week, we are going to come out with the Dome Patrol Super Bowl preview show. Also, I'm going to give a shameless self-promotion to our I want everybody to start following our Andrew is running.
It's called
my son Andrew is running a TikTok channel. What's the TikTok channel name? What is it? Oh, you're going to change it to Dome Patrol Podcast? Okay. Yeah, he's going to take
is
over.
That on
we're
brand?
Put him in charge of the Dome Patrol Podcast TikTok because he makes awesome videos. Anyway, go ahead and give that an early follow. In the meantime, say bye-bye, donkeys.
Hello, DA donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.